Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, Diva J isn't here yet. She's running a little late, but until then, you got me. The real star of the show, by the way. Let me say that. moving on, man. We're going to cover a variety of topics today. We're going to talk about the Dolphins, Richie Incognito, John Martin situation. We're going to talk about the NBA kicking off. My Chicago Bulls struggling, more specifically, Derrick Rose struggling. We're going to talk about the NFL. We've got some games on right now. We got some games that just finished. The Raiders finding a way to lose again. Cincinnati on their way to another loss. We're going to talk about a whole gambit, a whole variety of things. Now, I want to start off with the Richie Incognito, Jonathan Martin story. Unless you've been living under a rock or you're not a true sports fan, that's the only way you wouldn't know about what's going on. Apparently, Jonathan Martin, a second-year tackle for the Miami Dolphins, left the team, filed a grievance against his teammate, veteran guard Richie Incognito, saying that he used racial slurs and other forms of bullying against him. That prompted him leaving the team. It prompted the team then to suspend Richie Incognito indefinitely. These things happened early last week. Since that story broke, more news has come out that makes both Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin's characters look suspect. The teammates, these two players as teammates, is the most interesting of the dynamics because these are guys who are actually on the inside of the locker room that actually spend time around these gentlemen, know what's going on. And according to them, these two were good friends. Now, of course, the term friend could be used loosely sometimes. But according to the Miami Dolphins, these two were very familiar with each other. And they were kind of taken aback or shocked by the entire situation. That being said, you can be somebody's friend on Monday, and then on Tuesday, your friend can do some things to you or do just some things, period, that make you question your friendship, or maybe you're not friends by Tuesday. So I don't want to let the fact that they were supposed friends in the past be a crutch here for Richie Incognito to do and say inflammatory things. But it is something to think about. I'm not saying that Richie Incognito is guilty or not guilty. We have to let this thing play out, let all the facts come to the forefront. Only then will we be able to make educated assessments of the situation. Now, Jonathan Martin has hired a lawyer, has written a grievance to the NFL and the Miami Dolphins, detailing some of the discretions made against him by Mr. Incognito. And it's pretty detailed, it's pretty graphic. And if these things are true, then the Dolphins did the right thing by suspending Incognito indefinitely, and the NFL should step in and do some investigative work themselves to maybe further or extend the suspension. However, if these things are not true, then action should be taken against the person who brought these things to the forefront. And I'm not going to guess at what the NFL or the Dolphins do about that, but you can't just make up a story and it'd be okay. Once again, I want to let everybody know I'm on nobody's side. I'm just calling it like I see it right now, and right now I don't have enough information, nor does anybody else outside of the immediate situation have enough information to make some kind of ruling or judgment on what has gone on. Let me get you guys some NFL scores from this week. The Chicago Bears trail the Detroit Lions 19-21 right now. St. Louis put a beating on the Indianapolis Colts 38-8. That was unexpected. Jacksonville looks like they're going to get their first win. They lead the Tennessee Titans right now 29-20. Oakland, like I said in the introduction, found the way to lose to the New York Giants 24-20, final score in that one. The Giants don't look now, NFC East, but the Giants have won three straight after losing their first six games of the season. This, to me, seems like one of those seasons. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do this, but one of those seasons where the Giants make some magical run, get into the playoffs, then all of a sudden you look up and they're hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Not saying that that's going to happen, but these are the ingredients that make that up. They have a weak conference right now. Nobody in the conference is really stepping up, although Dallas does have at least a one-game lead over Philadelphia right now. If they win, of course, that goes up to two games. So Dallas kind of in the lead. Well, they are in the lead in the NFC East right now, but, you know, haven't really taken charge just yet. So there's a lot of football to be played. We'll see how that works out. Just got some good news. Miss Diva J is on the line. We're going to bring her in right now. And upon bringing her in, we're going to talk about those Cincinnati Bengals. Diva J, say what's up to the people.
You know what? That was a horrible welcome. But hey, everybody, it's me, Diva J. How are you out to do?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. As good as a fan can be when his team loses blatantly, but I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I apologize for my tardiness, everybody. Some important duties called, and I had to attend. But now I am here. I don't even know what the scores are, so I have to trust that my trusty co-host will update me on what's going on right now.
Look, I'm gonna give you a breaking news update, actually. Andy Dalton just dropped back to pass. He threw it approximately 17 to 20 yards down the field. Only problem with that is that nobody wearing a striped jersey or helmet touched the ball. It was tipped, and a Raven came up with it. It's less than 2 minutes left. The Ravens have a 7-point lead in the football. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? Let me go ahead and chime in on this right here. I'm not worried about the Bengals right now. I'm not worried about. Matter of fact, let me not even say it right now. I'm not worried about them at all. We still are number one, and even if we lose, we will still be number one. Nobody else behind us will even catch up to us because we will get there. It's okay that, you know, right now we're in the tough with the Ravens. You know, it's okay. It's all right. We're going to bounce back. The point of the matter is we are number one in our division. The Baltimore Ravens are 3-5, the so-called Super Bowl champions. So, you know, we're not worried. Because in my opinion, if you are a Super Bowl champion, 3-5 in week 11.
Hey, look. Here's the thing about being the Super Bowl champions and about being 3-5. And by the way, that's about to be 4-5, good people that are listening to the In Tune show with getting out to do. Look, before I put you in your place, we got a caller. We got to take the caller. 1 second. Caller, state your name, where you calling from, 937.
Yeah, my name is Rick Peters, and I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Rick Peters from Dayton. What's going on,
hey, Rick?
Well, the first thing I like to do is give a salute to all the veterans for Veterans Day, including myself. Without them, we would not have a radio show.
Absolutely.
Yes. And next, I would like to say, last week, it was amazing why the show wasn't on due to the fact that the Bengals lost and Michigan lost. That's right. And what team did Doc Rivers go to?
He went to the Clippers.
Was that right? And the L.A. Clippers looked like a playground team playing against the Miami Heat. Pitiful. If the guard doesn't do anything and no alley-oops, they ain't going too far. And then also the next one I like to say is my Bulls. The Bulls have no outside shooters. Dunleavy is a dud. They could have asked him where he was at. My number one team, the Knicks, need help at guard. And once again, Cincinnati Bengals are finna go down. It's 10-17 with 1:49 left. Next week, they will be tied for first place because the Cleveland Browns will spank that butt once again. Without a running back. Without a running back. I also like to say that it took them all this time to put in a man of color to run the operation there. So
you're talking about the quarterback.
Everything. Yes, indeed. He should have started from day one. Anytime you have a veteran that is not, this dude is very intelligent since Auburn all the way to the Redskins. This guy has had more offensive coordinators than anybody that's played in the NFL. So that tell you right then and there, he's no dummy. He's no dummy.
That's true.
But you set him down to put a dude in who can't figure out an eighth grade football plan, Brandon Weeden. We seem to have a problem of picking dud quarterbacks. You can go to Couch, your boy from Notre Dame, with Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Him. And then here's one other thing. Green Bay is hurting so bad that you cut Vince Jackson. Vince Young. You know, the little
Vince Young.
Vince Young, and you bought in Seneca Wallace, who couldn't throw when he was in Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness.
So those are the things I'm putting out there, and I'll listen to you all's feedback.
Well, Rick, first of all, I want to say happy Veterans Day to you and the rest of the vets out here. Salute to our level. In regards to the Cincinnati Bengals, you know next week is going down. It's the 71 Classic all day. And Cincinnati is going to go to Cleveland, and they're going to show out. Unfortunately, Cleveland beat us during the first game of our series this year. But it's okay, because we're going to come back. It's going to happen, so we're going to come back. In regards to Michigan, I'm glad Michigan got beat, and I'm not mad that Michigan got beat because Michigan. But, you know, shout out to Ohio State.
Okay. if I can chime in real fast. I too want to say shout out to all the veterans that have served this country, including my uncle Rick, my dad, a host of other my friends right now that is currently serving, Ian Miller. I know he listens to the show from time to time. Salute to you, sir. Now, let's get to it. The Cincinnati Bengals are the ultimate Jekyll and Hyde team. 1 week they can show up and beat the Detroit Lions, put up a billion points on the Jets. Then the next week they show up to Baltimore and you get this. All right? So I have absolutely zero faith in the Cincinnati Bengals because the Bengals don't know who they are from week to week. Now, and also without Atkins, I think they're in trouble. Now, to Michigan, I cannot defend Michigan this season anymore. We're taking our licks. We've lost two straight games. Including to Michigan State, who looked like we shouldn't even have been on the field with them. Little brother turned into big brother that day. Nebraska came to the big house, spray-painted Nebraska on it because it belongs to them now. So we can't really – I can't defend Michigan at this time. Just know, though, at the end of the season – your Ohio State Buckeyes have to make a trip to Ann Arbor, and as unimposing as that seems right now, it is a rivalry game. We will be up for it, so you be ready. Now, I want to get y'all's take on something real fast. Oregon, who was number three in the BCS standings, if they'd have beat Stanford, would have jumped to number two, lost. That put Florida State firmly at number two, Ohio State at number three. Do you have an argument that can legit get Ohio State above Florida State? And if so, what is it?
I'm still on the line or what?
You're still here.
Yeah, you're on the line.
Well,
you're here.
I'm going to tell you this. I would give Ohio State really, be truthfully, six. I'm serious. I've watched them play. I watched their corners. They're too slow. Defense is really too slow to play anybody from down south. Anybody. Now, they do have a good running back and a good quarterback. Receivers are not that fast. They got one fast guy, but sometimes I think Urban Myers don't make the right call. I look at his the ability he have and the quality of players he have, you know, gets him out of a lot of jams. But I don't think they're legit number three. I really don't. Too many other teams down there spank them royally right about now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I'm a Buckeye fan since Trussell was gone. When Trussell was there, I had to let him go because I didn't care for him too much either. But that's just my take on that.
Well, We got a bunch of callers waiting to get in, Rick. We appreciate you calling every week. Yo, he called it. Sorry. The Bengals just turned into Jekyll real quick and caught a Hail Mary.
Yes, they did.
And they're about to tie this game up. But thank you again, Rick, for calling in.
What
stay on the line.
No, what was all that stuff y'all was talking about? See, you know what?
The Jekyll and Hyde, man. We don't know who's going to show up. Real quick, we got some more callers on the line. I'm gonna go ahead and get them through.
I just want to say that I always have faith in my team. You know, even when y'all talk trash and mess about my team, you know, the fact of the matter is this: between my team and Altidue's team, hands down, the Cincinnati Bengals are so much better. Just like Ohio State is better than Michigan, and so is Alabama.
You can't just say inflammatory things like that. But anyway,
but
703, you're on the line. Are you there? Who are you? Where are you calling from?
What's good? Teach your boy Sarah. What's cracking?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, no, same old stuff, different day, man. Let's get it.
serious. Where you calling from?
Yo, Ashburn, man. VA, stand up. Let's go.
VA.
All right.
What you want to burn on today, man?
Yo. God, let y'all know who this is, Pete. Let's get it, man. You know, shot the brother a text message. I'm here. Let's go.
Let's go. People, good people of the locker room, this is Aaron Simmons, a very confused Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Confused? Not confused. Not confused.
A very, very confused Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Diva J, I'm going to let her take this because she's a Bengals fan. They're in first place. What you got to say about that, Aaron?
They ain't got shit to say about it, to be painfully honest with you.
Every time we
hold up.
Every time we get you on the show, we got to remind you that this is PG-13.
PG-13.
All right, let's keep it 100. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals are the most fraudulent squad I've seen play ball this year. This squad, I swear to goodness, they are seriously, I think y'all said Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I did say that.
You beat the Jets. Okay, by a million. The very next week, you go into Miami and get, I don't even know what the heck that was, okay? You were struggling against the Baltimore Ravens squad, which you should have beat by a million. This Ravens squad is pathetic. Pathetic. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm an NFC North dude through and through, real talk. But, again, if Cincinnati Bengals fans are going to sit on this show or any other show and wave their orange and black pom-poms and think this squad is legit, you got another thing coming. This squad is pathetic.
We got to allow Diva J the opportunity to respond. Go ahead, Diva.
I'm going to respond. First and foremost, that's my team. I ride or die with my team all day. Just like my partner goes with the pathetic Oakland Raiders, who
it's
are
about
in
me.
No, who
it's not
in
about
no
being the Raiders. The Raiders ain't get called out.
It don't matter, cause you got your friend calling out my team, but we're still gonna get on your team. Now, in regards to my team, number one, we have something to prove with the Jets. Because the Jets a couple of years ago beat us two times in a row, and we had to spank that behind 2 weeks ago. So that was something that was on our ears, and we had to go ahead and spank that behind. So we had to do that to prove a point. Now, Miami, we're struggling with Miami, and that's okay. That's cool. But in regards to the Ravens right now, if I'm not mistaken, aren't we tied?
Let me ask you a question. I'll come on this show next week. I want you to watch today's game and see if you still feel the same way you thought.
I know they shifty. They got bipolar moments. I'm well aware of that.
But still, in our division,
we're still number one. The Ravens will still be behind. And we still going to win our division this year.
Okay.
That's not saying much. They won the division this year. And it's for some cut right now.
Hold on. We got to get some order here. I have to get my two cents in on both of your teams. The fact that the Cincinnati Bengals are in the position they're in is laughable. I agree. However, something has to be said about the team that wins more than the other teams in the division. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans, including you, Aaron, have no business calling anybody out, especially after losing to my Oakland Raiders. When's the last time y'all beat us, Aaron?
Let's see. Hold on. Let me go back a minute. It had to have been 2000 or some odd. In a minute.
Yeah. It's been a while.
We're 0-2 in Oakland.
And it'll stay that way.
Yeah, shit. Ain't nobody being in Oakland.
But look, I have to play devil's advocate, and I have to take the Baltimore Ravens side here, because the fact is that they are the defending Super Bowl champions. And you have to believe in the heart of a champion, and they've gotten themselves to this position to be in overtime against the team that is leading the division right now. You don't think that that holds any merit?
No. I really don't. I really don't at all. Like I said, the last time I was on the show, it was right after Joe Flacco was signed that big deal, and one of the questions, I don't know if it was you or the young lady or one of the other people that was on the show asked me, is if you think that Joe Flacco was worth that big deal. And I told y'all this back then. I said, the Baltimore Ravens are going to struggle, not because Joe Flacco got the big deal, because everybody that held that team together is now in other teams' uniforms or retired. Joe Flacco is not worth the amount of money that they're getting paid, and that's made evident watching them play this season. Y'all can say what you want, okay? The biggest issue with the Baltimore Ravens is it's a mental situation right now. You went out and paid the Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know, and cut ties with people like Anquan Boldin, you know, Ray Lewis retired, Ed Reed is now getting benched in Houston. You know, this, that, and the third, you're not playing smart football. You got one of the best running backs in all of football, and Ray Rice, and he's getting the ball 10 times a game. Are you serious?
Yeah, this dude, man, you know? Super entertaining. Hey, look, I wish we could do this all day, but we can't, Aaron, all right? I need to get your take on something real quick. Give me a quick answer, please, sir. We don't need details. If the season ended right now, Florida State versus Bama, who wins and why?
I got Bama winning that game. We had this conversation on Facebook,
roll
man.
Tide. See, I can well win because he said Bama. Roll Tide.
But why do they beat Florida State?
Honestly, gentlemen, here's the deal. For me, I just really trust Adrian McCarron right now and the way that Nick Saban has had that squad playing ball. You know, no disrespect to Florida State. They're obviously the second best team in the country. I don't give an F what anybody says about Ostinko State. Can't stand them. I think that, you know, if the Royal Wedding, they meet up for a national championship, I think that Alabama just is too imposing. Physically, offensive line. They got a pro style offensive line, man. It's gonna be a problem for Florida State. It's gonna be a good game.
Absolutely.
I got Florida State winning by. I mean, I got Alabama winning this one by at least double digits.
I can dig it. Hey, we always appreciate you calling into the show, man.
Yeah,
keep listening.
We're gonna talk. Come on, Cincinnati Bengals fans, watch the game, and I tell you, I made you a deal. I'll pop on the show next week, and I'll let you hear what you have to say. I'll let you know,
right,
man. I'm gone.
All right. That was,
I love how you got your friend on the call. You told him to call in. You text him. You know, he said, you know what, go ahead and blast her. But you know what, at the end of the day, we still in overtime right now. So regardless of what any one of y'all say, the Cincinnati Bengals is going to come out on top. And even if we don't, we went down. We ain't go down without a fight. So there it is.
Did you take a breath in the middle of that monologue?
I didn't.
There? That diatribe?
I don't think so.
Anyway. We got another caller on the line. 240, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Phil? This is Brandon, man, from Norfolk.
Brandon from Norfolk State. What's up, man?
What's good, man? I just called in to support the show, man. Say hail to the Redskins. I was listening a little bit. It's my first time listening, first time calling. But I just wanted to say keep up the good work, man, and I'm going to keep listening and, you know, spread the word.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate that, man. I appreciate you.
No
we
problem.
Sure do.
All right.
Y'all keep it up.
Thank you.
That's my guy, man. Norfolk State, man. Wheezy.
We used to
call him Wheezy. Real quick. I know this is a sports show, but real quick, I got to do it. That dude, like, would rap for, like, 3 hours and be, like, jogging in place while he was rapping. But he's dope.
Hey, Altidude.
Yeah.
Yes. I think time is up.
Time isn't up. We got time.
We do? We're going for an hour today?
We're going until the tape busts, okay?
Okay. I didn't
right.
know.
So keep your tape rocked till your tape pop.
Right. Oh, we will. You know, can I give you more time to let me know what's going on with overtime when we beat
oh,
the Ravens?
Right now, the Cincinnati Bengals 4th-and-2 score is 17-17. They're about to attempt the field goal. Of course, with the new rules, a field goal in this situation wouldn't give them the win because Baltimore would have the opportunity to get the ball themselves. And we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted, though. Let me get your thoughts on the early NBA season. The Celtics, Jeff Green, just hit a game winner over LeBron James. I know that made you feel good.
Oh, my God. First, let me just go out here and say that I am 100% a Celtics fan. I don't care that half of my team went to the New York Knicks. I don't care that Doc Rivers is now part of the Clippers squad. I am 100%. I bleed green and white. And the reason I bleed green and white is because I love Rondo. We are an awesome team. LeBron James, who, first of all, if anybody knows me, you know I don't like LeBron James at all. LeBron James could offer me $100 million, and guess what? I wouldn't take it because I don't like him.
Listen.
I don't like him.
Your favorite teams is disturbing. You
Why
know
is it
the
disturbing?
History of the city
I've
of Boston?
I've always been a Celtics fan. I've been a Celtics fan since I was a kid. So how is that disturbing? I've been a Bengals fan since I was a kid. I am a hometown person. I am a
But you
state
ain't from
person.
Boston.
You said what? So,
but,
I, but I said Boston. I liked them since I was a kid. Cincinnati don't have a basketball team. And I didn't find out that Cleveland had a basketball team until LeBron joined the team.
See, there's something wrong with that.
No, it's not. I've always been a Celtics fan. It's just who and what it is. You know,
hey, yo.
I'm a business fan. You know, you don't like anybody from Ohio. So you're whack. And you're from there. So that's the show.
Listen, real quick. I gotta let you know this. Your team, instead of kicking the field goal to go up 3, attempt a fake, and they didn't get it.
Okay.
That
you
means they're going to lose
now. Okay.
Don't try to act like that didn't hurt you a little bit.
But it doesn't. It's still time left.
It's
Apparently,
time for you to lose is what it is.
No. When I got on the phone call, you were talking about, oh, yeah, it's 2 minutes left, and the Bengals got the ball, and somebody else got the ball, and they're not going to win, and blah, 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 blah. But then, within that two-minute time frame, somehow we caught the ball and we scored.
You know what? The tape is popping.
The tape is popping?
Look, we want to thank everybody for listening to The Locker Room with Altidude and Diva J. We want to thank all the callers, all the veterans out there that are listening. Even if you're not listening, you're still a veteran. We appreciate you. Diva J, let the people know what you got going on, where they can find you.
Diva J has a lot going on in her life. Just follow her on Twitter at DIVAH_J. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. Yeah, I got a lot of things going on, and, you know, hopefully, you know, Altidude will get his shoe store up and running so I can cop some J's.
Absolutely. Ooh. We're actually working on that. I'm working on a bunch of different things, actually. Frequent Fly What Up. Follow me on Twitter at Altidude, Altidude. You can get all the information about Frequent Fly. Also, Fly Mouthpiece Battle League will be popping. Get ready for that. Dayton, Ohio. Shout out Dayton, Ohio. Also, be sure to tune in Thursday as I have the lovely, the super talented Diamond on for the Corner with Al To Do live every Thursday, 11 p.m. It's going down. Make sure you're there right here on the Intune Show.
Oh, and Viva's Got the J. We'll be back in January. Had to take a hiatus because I have a lot of stuff going on right now. But I've been hit up by a couple of people asking me what's going on while we haven't heard from you, what's going on. So, yes, Viva Got the J. We'll be coming back in January.
Nice. Good, good. We need the J. Till next time, man. Be safe. It's been another episode of the Locker Room Crush Time.
And go Bengals!
Yeah, what she said.
One of our teams has to win, since your team loses all the time.
Listen, the show's over.
Bye.